say it's too much rock, but I can never get enough. They say it's too much rock, but I can never get enough of rock. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We're gonna get through it together. It's the Too Much Rock Podcast. Buckle up for the Too Much Rock Podcast. Nothing better to do but listen to a podcast. When you listen to a podcast, make it Too Much Rock Podcast.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 550. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We'll start things off this week by thanking B.A. Johnston for the excellent theme music there and reminding you that you can pay B.A. Johnston to record a song for you or maybe even write one for you like I did there. Let's see, I've got good music for you this week. 9 tracks. It's indie rock, it's indie pop, it's power pop, and maybe even, well, whatever the hell Pere Ubu is. Let's start here with a track from Mass Hysteria. The song is called Paranoid.
Thank you.
Too Much Rock Podcast number 550. We just heard from Peru Ubu with the song Waiting for Mary. That is on the Cloud Lounge album that came out in 1989 on Mercury Records. I picked up a 2007 CD reissue with some bonus tracks. That band based out of Cleveland, Ohio, was always a little too arty, a little too noisy for me. But that is the band's most successful album, their most pop album, and I thought I'd give that one a try. And after six or seven listens, I start to find the pop in there. It's still probably a bit too much for me, but that track there is nice. It's Waiting for Mary. It is the band's biggest success. Before that, we heard from Guided by Voices, and we played the song Liquid Kid. That was on the band's album Styles We Paid For, which came out end of last year, December 11th of 2020. Band based, of course, out of Dayton, Ohio. That's an album that I picked up at the time, and I forgot I picked up. It took me months until I was looking through my library and went, wait a minute, I never even listen to that album. It's hard to keep up with all those Gutter Boy Voices records. And then we started things there with Mass Hysteria with the song Paranoid from the album Vardell Avstånd. My Swedish is wonderful. That was released on Feral Ward Records in 2008. That band from Umeå in Sweden. They put out two albums, and I picked them both up, but I only played one here. They sound pretty similar to me. It's good, but it was hard for me to find one track that really stood out. I like that one there. There's a little bit of hectic energy to it, right? Anyway, we got more music. Let's keep it going. This is Love Tan with the song Pink Skirt.
He's a shiny mouth full of joy, you'll see. But don't be scared, he's such a crazy and weird old man. Clever and smart, to learn so much by his side. And all the things he says, and all the things you'll never hear. Just take a beer and a chair. And forget the rest. The most sensitive guy you'll ever meet in your life. Colorful mind's gonna reach you for the best. In his own war pub, unlikely food you'll eat. And all the things he says, beer and a chair with some old kids Papa knows. Let's forget the rest. He's got a cap, a pink cap. He's got a dress, a pink dress. He's got nails, pink nails. He's got a skirt, a pink skirt. Books will clutter up your floor. You must like me, Liz, just know I like them more. If you're a redhead girl, we'll marry you at the sight. And all the things he says, and all the things you'll never hear. Just take your beer and a chair.
Skating on the river near the famous drowning of 72, and I was so bad at skating, but I wanted to move like Kurt Browning for you. And the ice was so clear, we could see our reflections in it. And I fell down and bruised my tailbone just to get your attention for a minute. Well now, we're old, and it never gets cold. I'm still sore, and the river never freezes anymore. Remember that winter when we got snowed in and the power was out for a couple days or so, and your parents stayed inside and got wasted. And they thought we didn't know, but we waited till they were fast asleep. And we poured their half-empty glasses into mason jars. And we went out that night and laid down on the river. And that was the first time I think I really noticed the stars. We went careening down the ice, contravening advice. You kissed me at the bridge by the store, and the river never freezes anymore. Let's be honest, I look better in a parka than a bathing suit. And I was wearing that night on the river when you told me I wasn't exactly good looking, but you thought I was cute, and I was like, I'm barely a teenager. I'm not supposed to believe in nostalgia, but I remember predicting I'd feel it later. That night on the river when I held you, well, I guess I told me so, and that's how it goes. Here's to all the dinosaurs, 'cause the river never freezes anymore.
Well, that one couldn't be anyone else but The Burning Hell, could it? That song was called The River, Never Freezes Anymore. It's off the album Revival Beach, which came out in September of 2017 on BB Island Records. That band, maritime band, splits their time between a number of places, including Newfoundland and Prince Edward Island. Before that, we heard from Love Tan, a band, a new band from Brighton in the UK, a duo. The song is called Pink Skirt, and it's on the band's self-titled cassette, which came out October 30th of 2020 on Permanent Slump Records. That's some bright sounds on that one. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, no time to talk here. Let's continue on here with some classic power pop. This is Marshall Crenshaw with Someday, Someway.
But now she is mine, and I'm the one who cares for her. And now that I'm mine, when she's around, I lose control. I got the love, got the love, whoa. I got the love, got the love, whoa.
There's a couple of nice flavors of power pop for you, starting with Marshall Crenshaw on the classic Someday, Someway. That came out on his 1982 self-titled debut. That's a fantastic album, just a desert island disc, one that you want to carry with you to that proverbial desert island. All the tracks on it are wonderful. Now, why is it being played this week? Well, I just picked it up. I'm not sure how I didn't own it before. I think I used to. I went looking for a track to play the other day and could not find it, so I had to pick up a copy, but I got a clean copy there and just reminded of how wonderful that disc there. Every song on it is just wonderful. After that, we heard from Radio Days from Milan in Italy. The song is called I Gotta Love, and that is the A-side of the 7-inch that came out November 25th of 2020 on Snap Records. I think we can expect a full length from them soon, and I will look forward to that. That is a fun band. Anyway, we're about out of time here, so let me wrap things up and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 550. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Mixler, you name it, I'm there. Looking at the concert calendar, there's a few things that are out there. Men of Men coming on April 12th. On the 10th, Freedom Affair, both of those at Lemonade Park. On the 16th, Tommy Two Tone is coming to Knuckleheads. On the 23rd, R.I. Peter. 24th, Pop School Rebels. And the 30th, Emmeline Twist, all those at Lemonade Park. And then looking into May, we've got Starhaven Rounders coming. And then a little later in the year, Bo Deans, Tanya Tucker, Decemberist, Torres, Dinosaur Jr. just announced for the fall. So we're starting to look forward to things here. Things are returning. All right, we got one track left here for you. It is by Ball Boy from Edinburgh in Scotland. The song is called A Day in Space, and it was a single in 1999, though collected on a compilation called Club Anthems 2001, which came out, oddly enough, in 2001 on SL Records. This band is just an indie pop dream band, one of those bands that I didn't know that was out there at all, discovered them and went, I don't know how I lived without them. It just floors me. Everything about this is brilliant, and so I'm a big, big fan, and I'm sure you'll be hearing more of Ball Boy in the future because there's a whole discography for me to pick up. So we're going to end things here. This is Ball Boy, A Day in Space. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
And the world turned, and the world turned, and the world turned, and the world turned. Elvis sang that. Ever since I've been young, I've had a dream about going into space, lying there in the darkness and staring down, watching continents drift by and come round again. Drift by and come round again. I always wanted to launch myself from space and dive down through the atmosphere, through the clouds and the air, and swoop over the heads of people walking and talking and shopping in Moscow or Paris or Rome. Or whatever. I'd be moving so fast I'd just have time to see their astonished faces before I was off again, back up to my space base. Which could be anything really. an asteroid, a moon, or a spaceship. It's never really been that clearly defined in my dreams. But it's not important. Just to be in space would be the important thing. Just to be in space would be the important thing. I've spoken to lots of people about my desire to go to space. And they think it's stupid. They say to me things like, what about the training? I hear it's very hard. I say, hard? Hard my arse. A couple of assault courses and a maths test. Piece of piss. I've suffered worse than that. I've suffered much worse than that. Sometimes I wonder what's gone wrong with people. I think they've gone simultaneously soft or stupid, or they're living in fear. But I don't know why. There's nothing to fear about space. Space is brilliant. Space is brilliant. And I've told people that I'd pay £1 million to go to space, which is true. I'd pay £1 million or more to go for an hour, or even half an hour, although a day would be better. A day in space. That would be something, a day in space. That would be something. And I speak to people sometimes, and I ask them, well, what would you do if you had £1 million? If you wouldn't take it to space, what would you do with it? They say, I don't know, buy a house or a car. Maybe take a holiday somewhere. A holiday where, I ask them? Oh, Spain, Egypt, see the pyramids maybe. See the pyramids maybe. When they say this to me, I look at them. I look at them straight in the eye and I wait for just a few seconds. Just so they know that what I'm going to say is going to be important. What I'm going to say is going to be important. And then I say, what better place could you go to than space? What's a better holiday than that? Think about lying there when you're 100, 110 or whatever, looking back at your life and thinking, well, what did I actually do? What did I actually achieve? Oh yeah, I saw the pyramids. Big deal. You can probably see those from space anyway. You see all the rest of the blue and green globe twisting and turning below you. You can see the sun lighting up the moon. Feel the stars shining down upon your back. You don't get that in Egypt. And you don't get that in the pyramids. And you don't get that by pissing away your £1 million on something that everyone else can do if they save up long enough. Sang that.